तस्मै श्री गुरवे पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिसे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जुमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधि तं नयमां च कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट मोस्ट अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज. Today is very sacred day. Nandotsav also. Nand Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all Brijbasi, they have a son like Supreme Lord Krishna himself. And next day, this, in the midnight, Krishna took birth. And here, he is one of the associates. Srila Eshi Bhakti Vedanta. What name was? Abhay Charanardi. Abhay Charanardi. He also took birth. How many years before?
109.
That's fine. This boy came in the family of a very high class, aristocratic family. His father was Vaishnava, mother was also Vaishnava. You can see that this very day, very secret day, and he took birth from his childhood. He has a special some qualities. His father brought some toys. What toys? Mridang and Kartar, not other toilets.
Toys.
Only. Mridang and Kartar. And from boyhood, he used to play on mridanga. You can imagine how his son was that. His father named him Abhay Charan. Who is Abhay Charan? Krishna himself. So he was Abhay Charan Das. Very intelligent from beginning. From beginning, he used to observe Janmashtami and all other things, Rajyatra and other festivals. His father used to take him to where discourses of Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana and other things. And in boyhood he was very beautiful, young is very beautiful, very intelligent. And he was given to missionary school, English medium, Scottish church. And he used to come first always. And then he finished his school, and a friend of his father, he established a medical
business.
And that friend selected him that he should be his assistant. And he gave all the burden to him. Time to time he used to come, but everything he used to manage, everything taught to him. And at the age of perhaps 23 or 24, in the year 1924, our Gurudev joined mission Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at the age of 16. In 1960, and he took Diksha in 1918, and he came 22. And when he heard some Harikatha from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at once he was attracted. Prabhupada asked something, examined, and then he gave him first Harinam and then Diksha, and told him that you should try to write articles for Harmonist. At that time Harmonist was established, Prabhupada, and so he told. And he told that you should try to preach in English, everywhere English. Your English is very strong. So you should write articles and preach in English, everywhere. And I will send you to Western countries to preach this mission. They should know who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what are his mission. Who is Krishna? Who is Radhika? What is love and affection tattva, prem tattva? And then he began to write essays. He was also learning in Bengali. Our Guru Maharaj established Bhagavat Patrika, Gaudiya Patrika, and he made him Sanghapati.
Chief editor.
And he used to write articles also high class. He wrote an article about Murgi Mission. You know Murgi Mission?
Ram Krishna.
Chicken Mission. About Ramakrishna, bogus, nothing. In Bengal they like very much, very popular. But Prabhupada never liked, used to cut his all arguments. Even they are not Indian, in Indian culture line, they are out of that. They tell, all are God. And those who are demons or anything, they are doing bhajan of Krishna. We should not try to search Krishna, but all are God, especially poor, and those who are diseased, have so many diseases, we should try to help them. So our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, they cut all their arguments. One Vivekananda went to Western country and he told that everything is zero. And he established that this is Indian culture. But Swamiji Maharaj went to Western countries everywhere and he established zero is nothing. Purnamada, Purnamida. Krishna is, God is, full.
Complete.
And Purna. And thus he preached everywhere. When he came to here, and I asked him that you are very qualified person. You should take sannyas and preach and fulfill the desire of your Guru Padpadma. And then he began to tell a story that when I took Diksha from Srila Prabhupada, I used to read Srimad Bhagavatam very minutely. And there I studied a slow Jasya Jada Anugrahanami Harishetad Dhanam Sanai. To whom I accept, I make him a street beggar. And then I began to fear. What should I do? If I am doing bhajan, chanting, remembering, doing all these things, then I will have to be a street beggar. Krishna will take my everything. So what should I do? But I never stopped. After that, he was manager of
Chemical.
He left. And then he came to Allahabad, established himself one factory of medicine. But after some time,
failure.
Then he made a very big medical hall where Jawaharlal Nehru, Indian Prime Minister, and his daughter Indira Gandhi used to come to his shop, but after some time also fell. Then he began to be
medical representative,
not medicine from others, but he used to know
formula
of so many medicines, and he used to take it to everywhere. But also it fell. He became penniless. His wife, rejected, not kicked. I cannot tell. Rejected. His son also rejected. And then anyhow he came to Mathura, near Jamuna. One day I saw him. Where you are? What doing? I am distributing some medicines to shopkeepers. You should come here. And I forcibly brought him and all his luggages, nothing was with him. I gave a room here in front of my room. And then here I requested him. Krishna does not want that you should be very happy in this world. So your wife, your children have rejected you. And also, now you are penniless. He told that I know. Now I am penniless. Because I have read in Srimad Bhagavatam. But I am very happy that Krishna has accepted me. And then Gurudev came here. And I requested him that he is your god brother, you should request him to take sannyas. And then Gurudev told him, and then he became. There was also a person, old about 96.
90 years.
No, Sanatan Prabhu.
Yeah, after, but before. Sanatan.
And he came I told them, if you will take sannyas, even in my this age of 96, I will take sannyas. And then Guru Maharaj forced him, I also forced him. And then here, where you are sitting, and sannyas was given. I taught him, I am senior in sannyas. Though he is Siksha Guru, but I am senior. I taught him to take red cloth, sannyas, how I made his sannyas danda, everything, fire sacrifice, everything I did. And Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj or Sheshai, they were doing kirtan. And thus, here sannyas is accepted. And from here, he went to Jhansi, and from there, oh, he brought this Mahaprabhu Vigra here and gave here. And then, after sannyas, oh, here he wrote 3 volumes of completed. And then it was given to Delhi for publication. Only 3. And then he decided to go to America. And then he tried. But no money. Then he requested one Scindia navigation and they accepted it without price. And then he went. In the way, he was so sick, about to die. But Krishna wanted him that he should preach. Anyhow, he wrote a kavita, poem there. And anyhow, he was escaped and went to New Jersey or first where?
Boston.
And then after that, he went to New Jersey or
New York.
And he, no help. He was not anywhere known to any person. And thus, he took his one kartal and used to sit in the park.
Tompkins Square Park.
And began to do by closing his eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then so many hippies like Shyamrani and Vrindavan Vilas, they were happy, hippie like. And now you see, world preacher, both. He made these hippies happy and guru of whole world and to others. Tamal Krishna, Sarup, Satsarup, Giriraj and so many. The hippies used to come to him, dancing on his kirtan and presenting some
wine.
Cigarette and other things that they used. And after that, he began to initiate. And a moment, he established what name? ISKCON. And he used to translate so many books, authorities, Srimad translation of Srimad Bhagavatam and everything. In the beginning, when he was going, I helped him for books and I became she, even I did. And then he used to write letter to me, about 500. And then he requested me to come and to join his preaching. But I told my guru is here. So after that, I will come. So I went, but after some time. Now I am going. So in a couple of years, he wrote so many books. So many books. Gita as it is. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam. And easy journey to other countries. So many books. And Krishna book. They were very बहुत ये लोग ये सब लोग इसको चाहते थे इन पुस्तकों
very popular
books and by these couple of years he preached everywhere in world. I think he established preaching centers in forests, on the hills, in the midst of oceans. Perhaps he has established also in a sky or not, I don't know. Everywhere he established. And thus, you see, all have come, joined. All parts of whole world. In the last, he called me in Vrindavan. He was about to pass away from this world and join the service of his holy and then he requested me. I went there. He took my hands and he wanted that I should sit with him on his bed. But I did pranam and on a separate chair I sat. And he took my hand in his hand and began to wait. And he told that, oh Prabhu, I have done some mistakes, wrong things. Now I repent for this and I apologize for this to you and my all God brothers. That I have said that, oh, Gaudiya Math does not do anything. They take prasad and sleep. Nothing they do. But it is wrong. I told them, my disciples, to save them only. That they should not be out of control. That is why. So I beg forgiveness from you and my all brothers. And I request you also that I have brought so many disciples, but he told secretly in Bengali language, oh, I have brought so many monkeys from here and there, I have collected, but I could not train them. So please help them that they should advance. And one thing more, after my departure, by your own hand, you should give me samadhi. I told that I will do all these things. You are my Shiksha Guru. But I want to tell you that you have not done anything wrong. For situation to save your disciples, you have told like that. But I know that from core of heart, you have not told all these things. But I promise that I will help your all disciples. And I told them that they should listen my words. And then he told his all disciples, Tamal, Brahmananda, Jayapataka and all sannyasi. Oh, you should hear Narayan Maharaj and try to follow him. And then I told, I know that after departure of any very high class of guru, quarrel comes among them for what? For money,
name and fame.
I request you all that you should follow your guru. Don't quarrel for position, money, name and fame. Also respect all your god brothers. Don't quarrel for this. Then you can preach the mission of your Gurudev, and this will be the service of your Gurudev. Otherwise, never. Then, after his departure, I gave him Samadhi, Nagar Kirtan, and for so many years I helped them. I used to go to Bombay for evidence in his court case for him, for to save ISKCON. But what became? They neglected me. And they neglected their Gurudev. What he ordered, they could not follow. And that is why, what became? No sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. But they neglected. And that is why, top to bottom, almost 99.9, they were. They derailed and they left sannyas and everything. So many became sannyasis, householders. So many, they left ISKCON, everything. They began to take meat, eggs and wines and everything. So, again I requested them. I want to help you even. If you want my help, and if I will help you, then you cannot deviate. Now we see that so many seniors from Shyamrani, even they took sannyas, but they derailed, and Shyamrani and all others are preaching whole world the mission of their Gurudev, and they are servitary. They cannot deviate. So, I remember when he took sannyas here, and from here he went to Western countries and preached in a couple of years, everywhere preaching center, and I used to send him kartal, mridanga, books, ditties, peda from everything. So I remember all these things and pray in his lotus feet that he should be sprinkle his mercy, that we can serve our Gurudev and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna in his line. He is so merciful. We should not think that he is dead. Never. Guru never. I think that all devotees, those who have come to me as a disciple, my disciple, or anyhow, it is due to the credit will go to Swamiji. I served him and they knew and then they came to me. Otherwise, never did. So, now in evening, Shyamrani and others will speak. Now there is no time, we will have to take Paran also. So I will do arati, and after that you can take prasad. You want to speak something?
How did our Prabhupada think he was saving his disciples by telling them that the Gaudiya Math didn't preach?
What?
His followers.
Swami ji bolechilen je tar shishya rokha korar jonno Gaudiya Math khali khay ar ghumay. Ebare shishya kibhabe rokha korbe nei bole.
He saw that one of his disciples came to India, but anyhow he went to Ban Maharaj, no? And so he was disturbed. Some also others, they went here and there. So why you are going there? What they are doing? Any preaching, any book distribution, what they are doing? They only take prasadam and sleep. But really, it was not so. If it was so, then why he took sannyas from my Gurudev? And why he honored so much to Sridhar Maharaj, to Goswami Maharaj and others? So, if I had not gone to preach, who can know that I am so big preacher? How? So Swamiji sent him to Western countries, and then, like his one hand, he preached all over. Gaur Pramanande Sri Guru Charana Padma. In evening, at about 5, you should come and be greeted. Bye, 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 bye